With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Today I'm going to show you how to build a simple and free Copilot agent. Almost every business and enterprise account comes with something called Copilot Chat. No additional licensing necessary, and Copilot Chat actually allows you to build simple Copilot agents, but these can be very powerful if you know some tips. So in this video, we're going to build a simple agent and you can follow along and build it for yourself. My name is Shervin Shafi and I'm a Copilot Principal Engineer at Microsoft. Welcome to Collaboration Simplified. Now, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to log in to Copilot. So I've opened up a web browser here and I'm going to type in m365copilot.com, and this will actually log me into Copilot. Now, there's a bunch of different ways of logging in. You can actually access Copilot from inside Teams, which is what this user is doing. They've logged in through Microsoft Teams and they have Copilot on the left rail here. You can also access Copilot using the M365 Copilot app, which is on my taskbar below here. And by the way, if you don't have Copilot, you can go to this web link. I'll drop this in the description, and you can download the Copilot app. Here, because I'm on a Windows machine, it gives me the option to download it for Windows. But if you were logged in from a Macintosh, you'd be able to download this for a Mac as well. So there's a lot of different ways of accessing M365 Copilot. But regardless, when you've actually logged in, you can see that there's a section here for chat, but you can also create an agent, which is what we're gonna do in this video. So very simply, I'm just gonna select Create Agent. And then on the right-hand side, this brings up another window for me that says Copilot Studio. This is a new agent over here. And I can describe or I can configure my agent. And then there's a bunch of things here in terms of like different templates. And we'll review all this in 1 second. And just kind of going from the top down, when I select this new agent that's in blue here, I can select view all agents. Now, because I don't have any other agents, nothing is listed here. But as you build your agents, you can always go back here and you can see all your agents. Now I'm going to select create new agent, which again takes me back to that screen. And under describe here, you can see that there are a few templates listed here. There's one for career coach, and you can see these are all made by Microsoft. There's another one for customer insights, idea coach, and then you can actually view all templates. So when we select that, it gives us a longer list of templates. I actually found this one kind of interesting, this quiz tutor. And so when I select that, it actually brings up this section here. You can see things got filled up on the right-hand side because it's a template. It already has a lot of information in there. And then there's also a link here for documentation. So when you select that, it opens up another web browser page for you where there's more information about this quiz tutor template that you can check out. And while we're here, if you look on the left-hand side, actually, all these different templates that were listed, the career coach, the idea coach, interview assistant, they're all listed here. So if you want more information on any one of these, you can always look them up here. So going back to this quiz tutor, go ahead and configure it. You'll see that it already populated everything in here. It has a name, it has this logo for you, it has a description. And by the way, this is kind of interesting. If you click on this, you can drag it up and down to make these boxes larger. So the description is here, the instructions are here. So these are all key components of an agent, right? And if we back up one second, the main reason why you'd want to make an agent is if you, in your job, and all of us have activities like this, are doing something over and over again that involves analysis, reasoning, logic, summarization. These are things that AI shines in, right? It can just basically offload all that busy work, if you will, and you can create an automation process. So that's why you'd want to make an agent. And these templates are examples of agents that you can just simply use and you don't have to do any customization. But in this case, we're gonna customize this quiz tutor just a little bit so that we can take advantage of Copilot Chat. You see, one kind of thing that Copilot Chat's missing that the licensed users have is that you can't actually go down to this knowledge section here, and it's kind of limited. You can basically only put in public URLs, public websites, but you can't attach any files, you can't attach any SharePoint sites, anything like that. So it's kind of limited in that way. But here's the tip. The tip is that in your instructions, you can actually say, ask me for the file. And so when the agent's running, it'll ask you for the file and then you attach it. So there's kind of workarounds, and I'll show you what I mean in just one second. So if we look at this quiz one, it's basically designed to test your knowledge on something, right? And here, if you look at the instructions, it says, you're an agent called the quiz tutor who creates interactive, fun, and engaging quizzes. And it gives instructions on how to create engaging quizzes. Develop fun bite-sized quizzes, ensure that quizzes are interactive. And you can get rid of these, you can edit them, you can do whatever you want, right? But in the interest of time, we're gonna leave this as is. This gives you an idea of how to write these agents. You can just reuse these templates for your own custom agent that you built. Now, over here, if we go all the way down to this section where it says start quiz, you can see they're all these suggested prompts actually show up when the agent is built. So end users end up seeing this. And this first one that says create a fun quiz on these files, we're gonna say create a fun quiz based on this website, okay? So then we can feed it the website. I'll come back and I'll cover some of these other details, but if everything kind of looks good, and it should because this template's pretty thorough, you can then go ahead on the top right-hand side and select create. So we're gonna go ahead and select create. And this creates the agent, but also it puts it on the left rail for you. So you'll see that in just one second here. So the agent was successfully created, and I don't know if you noticed, but it just popped up on the left-hand side. And we can go to agent, we can share it with other people. There's a lot of stuff you can do. We'll come back to this. So let's just go to the agent, which basically selects it for me from the left rail here. And all of that stuff that you saw, those kind of questions, they show up here, right? So here, if we select this one that we edited slightly, create a fun quiz based on this website, we select it, and then we hit this blue arrow. This sends a prompt to the agent, and let's see what it says. It says, could you please share the URL of the website that you want the quizzes based on? So if we give it a website, like if we go to this Copilot Building Agents with Copilot Studio, and this is actually for the Copilot Studio that we're using, the Light Experience, formerly known as Copilot Studio Agent Builder. If we go ahead and grab this link, copy it, and go back to our session here and just paste it in here. Let's see what it does. Let's see if it can generate a quiz for us, right? So it says, question one, true or false, Copilot Studio Lite allows developers to build Copilots using only Power Platform tools. I think the answer here is false. So I'm going to put in B and hit enter. Let's see if I was right. It basically came back and it says correct. B, false is the right answer. It's designed to allow developers to build copilots. So that was one. And then it gives you another question. Now you get the point, right? So that was a very, very simple agent that we built, basically using a template. And I would suggest that you go and look at all the different templates. Maybe there are some other ones that you want to create. So all you got to do if you want to do that, you basically go back to create an agent on the left rail here. And then as you're building it, you click on templates, you look at all these different ones, like maybe you want to create a writing coach or a meeting coach, and it explains what these are. And then you go through that process. Now, let's create a custom one. Now let's start from the beginning, right? Let's say I was just like in Copilot chat, and on the left-hand side, I decide to create an agent. So I select create agent. And you get this describe and configure. And this time around, I'm going to just actually select configure. And when I select configure, instead of using any of these templates, because it still gives you that option here, you can actually drag down and use these templates. I'm not going to use any of them. I'm going to create my own agent. This agent that I want to create is basically for job postings and resumes. So if I work at a company and I'm scanning a bunch of resumes for a particular position, I want to determine which candidates are the most qualified. So this can normally be a very tedious task where you have to look at all these resumes and compare them to the job posting. But I want to build an agent that does this for me. Let's give it a name first, and I'm going to call this the position pal. It'll find the right candidate for the position. And over here on the details side, you can select this pencil icon to basically give it an image, change the icon. And here I'm going to upload an icon. And I found this kind of cool picture of this guy here. Looks kind of like Einstein. And I'm going to use this guy's face as my position pal agent. And I'm going to describe the agent. This agent reviews resumes and compares it to a job posting, ranking the candidates. So that's the description. Now, from an instructions perspective, compare resumes of candidates to the job posting and assess how they compare to the job. Create a table and rate each candidate for various categories. As for the candidate's resumes, if you don't have them, this is key, right? Because we can't actually pre-attach documents using Copilot chat, but you can tell the agent to ask you for the resumes. Also, as for the job posting, if you don't have it. So fairly simple instructions. You can look at the templates to get more ideas, like use a professional tone, be courteous, be funny. You can tell it all these kinds of things, right? But we'll leave all that out for now. Now, from a knowledge source perspective, you can put in different public links or all websites, but here we're not going to do anything because each job posting, we're going to have the agent ask us for the link and we're going to give it to it. Now, these are interesting. Code interpreter and image interpreter. These are things that you can actually toggle on or leave off. And so if you want to find out more information about code interpreter or image interpreter, you can just kind of select this. But there's actually a website here that I'll drop the link in the description, and it talks about what the code interpreter does. And when you enable it, it can create graphs for you, graphs like this based on a prompt. It can create charts for you. It can do a lot of cool stuff that normally you wouldn't be able to do. And then the image generator basically is able to create different images for you based on prompts that you put in. So if you wanted your agent to be able to create those types of charts or create images, then you basically come here and you toggle it on. Now, in this case, I'm going to put in the code interpreter. There's nothing to lose by enabling it. But if you find that there's issues when you enable them, then come back and edit the agent and disable it. I'll show you how to edit the agent afterwards as well. Now, in terms of like suggested prompts that you could use for this agent. Let's look at some of these things that we can put in. So first one, we're going to call resumes, and the message is going to be, please share with me the job and resumes for a comparison. So this should prompt you for both of those. Another one we can do maybe later on is call it bar chart, and we'll say, show a bar chart of skills rated out of 10 for each candidate. Another one that we can put in is candidate summary, and we can say something like, summarize key strengths and gaps for each candidate. Now you can always come back and delete these, or you know, change them, or even move the order around. But for now, we'll leave them. And as I was typing them, you probably saw that this was getting populated on the right hand side. Now here you can actually test it out. You can go ahead and select one of these or type something in and test out your agent before you select create. But for some reason, I always like to just create it and come back and edit it. So that's just personal preference. So with that, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna select create and give it a second to get created. And so it says your agent was created, and you can go to the agent, you can dismiss. And here I also wanted to show you, it says this link works only for you, change the sharing settings. So if you select that, this is where you can basically either copy this and share it with other people, or instead of this link works only for you, that link, you can say, no, I want this to be allowed to anyone in the organization or specific users in the organization. So with that, I'm going to dismiss it. And if you look on the left-hand side here under my agents, now I have Position Pal and I have that Quiz Tutor. So let's select Position Pal and let's just kind of walk through it. So first you can see, you know, the picture and the logo and the name, and it's created by me and those different prompts that I put in. Now let's just go ahead and put in this resumes one. It says, please share with me the job and resumes for a comparison. I'm going to go ahead and hit enter. And it says, sure, could you please share these documents with me? So the job posting, I found the job posting here on the Microsoft site. It's a very recent one for a software engineer. This is a typical job posting that Microsoft has. So I'm going to go ahead and copy it, go back to this, and then say, this is the job posting. And it says, thanks for sharing the job posting. Feel free to send over the resumes when you are ready. And here I'm going to go ahead and click this plus add. And I'm going to go ahead and add my work content. You can also add files and images from your hard drive, cloud files. But this one is simple, add work content. So experiment to see which one works for you. And here, recent documents show up. So I have three resumes that I just added to my OneDrive recently. One is for Sophia Ramirez. Another one, if I select add work content, is for Daniel Brooks. And another one, if I add work content, is for Alex Carter. Now these are all fictitious people that are applying for this job posting. But let's go ahead and see what it does when we upload these resumes now that we've given it the job posting. All right, so it's come back with this information and this chart, right? Where basically it's looking at all the resumes. It's looking on the criteria on the left-hand side, the experience level, programming languages, all kinds of stuff for Sophia, Alex, and Daniel. And you can see there's a big difference between Sophia working for 20 years and Alex for 3 years, and they're experienced in programming languages and technology and all this stuff, right? So it's actually a very detailed, long table. And then overall fit, this is kind of like the money shot, right? This is telling you, okay, so this person is excellent, this person is strong, and this person is developing 2 stars. And it gives you a summary. Now, one of the really cool things here is if you notice on the bottom, you have these different icons. This is to copy. This is a thumbs up, thumbs down. This is for you to have it read it to you. And then this is my favorite one. This is actually pages. So if you select Edit in Pages, it opens up a window on the right-hand side, and it basically puts the output of this agent into this thing called Pages that now you can actually keep it, you can edit it very easily, and then once you've edited it, you can go ahead on the top right side here, you can export it to Word, you can share it with other people. So there's all kinds of cool stuff that you can do with Pages. So we're gonna go ahead and X this out for now and come back to this agent and see what else we can do. Now, if you remember, we put a bunch of prompts in, right? But instead of selecting this icon here, which starts a new chat, what you want to do is you want to go on the bottom here and select this icon here. When you select that, it looks at those prompts that we already created, like the bar chart one, the candidate summary, and let's go ahead and say, look, create a bar chart for me and see what it does there. All right, so it came back and it created this really cool looking picture for me, and it basically has the different people, Sophia, Alex, and Daniel in different colors, and it has the technologies on the bottom, and then it has their ranking out of 10 for these skills. And this is something that you can copy, you can download, and you can insert into your document. A really good next thing to do, again, is to keep adding these to your pages, because you can export them all into a Word document if you wanted to later on. But instead of actually hitting this icon, you want to hit this arrow next to it. And what that does is you can add it to a recent page, which is what we just created for the first prompt, which is this one. And when we select that, it basically adds it to the bottom half of that page. So here it is, this is the chart that got added, and then in the beginning we have the table form as well. Now this is all there captured for us, we can just X out of it for now. And again, you can do other things, you can select view prompts on the bottom, and you can do a candidate summary, you can see what it does, and then add it to pages and so on. But you get the point, now this agent is doing a fantastic job of basically taking a lot of work that you'd normally have to do and providing it to you in a really nice summary. And you can always write your custom prompts as well. But you can also attach documents with Copilot Chat. No additional license necessary, and you can attach websites, so you can do all kinds of cool stuff. Now, one other thing I'll show you is, if you notice on the left-hand side where our agents are, if you wanted to go edit it because it wasn't performing the way you thought, you can always come back to it. You can pin it, you can select these three dots for more, and then you can share it, you can edit it, you can uninstall it so you can get rid of it. So if I select edit, now this is where I can go ahead and maybe change the instructions, add different things to the instructions, move these prompts around, all kinds of cool stuff, right? So that's how you can edit it. And ultimately, you can also click on up on top in this blue area, position pal, and go to view all agents. And if you didn't want it anymore, you can just go ahead and delete it. Now, one last thing I'll show you real quick is if I go to this other user that has M365 Copilot inside Teams, and I go ahead and I go and create an agent on the left-hand side, this user, they have the M365 Copilot license. And I'll show you how you know that in just one second. But when you go to configure, even though it looks the same, the one main feature that they have that the Copilot Chat users don't is that you can actually add a lot of different knowledge sources. So when you select this, you can attach files and sites and chats and all kinds of cool stuff to the agent, so it has it in its memory and it's using it as a knowledge source. But I think the workaround of just you telling it to ask you for the site is just fine, right? Because you don't have that license, but you can still have a really powerful agent. And the way you know that you have the license or you don't is if you select M365 chat and you see here this person has work in web. Because they have work, you're only using web as Copilot Chat, so this whole thing is missing. But this is a dead giveaway that this person has the license, whereas when we look at ours inside chat, we don't have that working web and we don't have that license, but who cares, right? We still have a lot of powerful agents that we can make. I hope you found this useful. Let me know about your experience. Create your own custom agent. Tell me some of the cool stuff that you've done. And honestly, I just want people to be empowered to be able to create these agents. And I think now that everyone has Copilot Chat and you don't need an additional license, You can do a lot of really cool stuff. Now, I will say that I've done some very advanced agents using the full version of Copilot Studio. So if you're interested in learning more about those types of agents that actually require the license, check out my playlist that goes through all those different types of agents, like autonomous agents, multi-agent orchestration, MCP, all kinds of more advanced stuff. So keep it easy, keep it simple. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll catch you on the next one.